The crew of Sea Cadets and instructors gave a rising three cheers for Belfast from the rigging as TS Royalist came alongside in the Abercorn Basin. Built in Spain at a cost of £4.8 million, the new 32-metre brig design has a pedigree drawing on large, fast yachts. With an independent, aerodynamically shaped keel and a canoe-shaped hull of high tensile steel, she is a fine replacement to her 40-year-old predecessor. Commissioned by the Princess Royal in May last year, she is making her way round the UK ports. The job of navigating TS Royalist safely from Liverpool to Belfast fell to relief captain Lieutenant Roy Taylor.
New to old, she's faster, she's more comfortable, she's more spacious for the cadets, and it's just more modern and up to date.
What have the cadets said about the new ship so far? Because there'll be some who have obviously been on board from Liverpool to Belfast.
Yeah, we've got a few that have done five or six voyages in the past, so some have seen the old vessel, some have seen the new ones. Yeah, there's very positive comments. They're all very delighted with their mess deck, because the big improvement for cadet-wise is their mess deck, their living space. By volume is much, much greater, much more comfortable, much more modern, and yeah, they're delighted with that and the sailing qualities of the vessel.
Royalist can carry 24 cadets and 10 instructors comfortably on board, and among the crew when she weighed anchor in Belfast were Welsh leading cadet Tom Owens and ordinary cadet Rhianne Draper from Somerset.
We've been on Royalist since last Saturday, and it's been a really amazing voyage on a fantastic ship. We'll definitely remember it for the rest of our lives.
At first I thought she was a pirate ship, and then when I met everyone on board, I thought it's going to be quite an experience.
So what have you been doing since you've been on board?
We've been on helm, on lookout when we're on our watch duties, and we help in the galley and scrubbing the decks every morning.
Eagerly waiting on the quayside for the first sight of their new training vessel coming into Belfast were cadets from Belfast Eagle Detachment and able cadet Sophie Dalzell from the Dundonald unit. So you've been on the old Royalist and now you've been on the new Royalist. What do you think?
See, I really do like the new Royalist. You know, it's a lot more comfortable inside. There's a lot more space. You know, there's a lot more for us to do as well.
And exciting to see her coming into Belfast today as well.
Yes, you know, it's great to see about coming into, you know, your country.
So what do you get out of being a cadet?
You know, you get a lot of qualifications, you know, water-based, which you wouldn't really get anywhere else. You know, it is good. You get out, you get to go to a lot of different countries and places that you wouldn't normally sail with, like, your yacht club in your own country.
The Sea Cadet organisation is growing in popularity. Neil Somerville is the development worker for Northern Ireland.
The opportunities that's being offered to young people here in Northern Ireland through the Sea Cadets is absolutely fantastic. The national recognised qualifications that young people get from the age of 10 right up to 18 is phenomenal, and that's obviously being seen right away across the board with the increasing numbers of young people coming on board with the Sea Cadets.
Now, huge excitement, I'm sure, among all the cadets in Northern Ireland. What have you been hearing? What have they been saying?
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic to have TS Royalist alongside here in Belfast for the first time since being commissioned in 2015. The cadets and the information that they're passing about is just how fantastic the ship is, how much more spacious it is, how, you know, great it is to be able to have more space on board and be able to do much more with it rather than just what the old one was able to do. So there's a lot more that they can do on this one that they couldn't do in the last one.
When she's carried out her duties in Belfast, Royalist is bound for Bristol, calling in at Dublin, Waterford and Ilford Haven on the way. Fiona Ware for BFBS in the Port of Belfast.